I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So we're definitely in the, you know, getting into the Halloween mode with cooler temperatures and the leaves changing. And I don't want to insult anybody, and I don't want to create a hubbub here.
Yes, you do.
But I'm almost feeling like I'm overdosing a little bit right now on skeletons.
What?
Okay. Look, I love that people totally decorate their homes for Halloween, and we put up a few lights and some spiders and stuff. But I feel lately that there's been a push of people with skeletons, and the skeletons are doing stuff.
I think that's creative.
It is, but it's sort of like I'm seeing it everywhere in my neighborhood. And no offense, and some of my neighbors that I know have them too. And there's one that's really good where they change it daily, and the skeletons are grilling, the skeletons are playing baseball, the skeleton, you know.
There's one in Middleton that's fantastic where the skeletons are dressed up like the Wizard of Oz, and there's even a skeleton horse that's the horse of a different color.
Mm-hmm.
And it's at night, the music plays, I think maybe closer to Halloween.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's amazing.
I think that's cool too. But
And moving the skeletons around and dressing them and having them do things, I think that's taking it up a notch.
It is, but I feel like now I'm seeing it everywhere. Of like, somebody needs to like go on the witch theme, or maybe some goblins or something like that.
Well, have a yard. Go for it. Do an anti-skeleton Halloween
theme. I'm not anti-skeleton.
You're anti-skeleton. Did you know that's anti-yourself? Because you indeed are a skeleton.
That's underneath. What it is. I'm a self-hating skeleton.
Self-loathing. I mean, don't you think they're way better than just those inflatable things?
Yeah, I don't like the inflatable things. And the witch's drum running into the tree was funny for a while, but that's played out. Right? You know, when you have like the witch smashed into the tree. So I don't know what would be next.
Do you remember what my brother used to do?
Yeah, that's amazing.
And he might still do it. And what he would do is have a stuffed dummy mm-hmm. on the front porch for a couple weeks ahead of Halloween, just sitting there like a straw man,
right.
You know, scarecrow.
Not very scary.
You know, just sitting there. And then on actual trick-or-treat night, he would be the one dressed up in it, and then he chased the kids.
See, that's brilliant.
And go, you
because
know.
Because for weeks they were walking by just seeing it. And
right,
then
and then it, there's
game
a person
night.
In it. And then he had to stop it for a few years because he scared his own children. And then when his...
Didn't worry about the other children that he had scared.
When his children got a little older, then they wanted to do it.
Mm.
So...
That's good. He passed it down.
Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, they're grown and moved away. I don't know if they're doing it.
Maybe they could come back in special just to do it, which would be great.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.